taps into the sexiest freaky part of your mind. So close the blinds for the masturbating neighbors. Get on your computer and serve you porn and brazzers. No competition, she the last one standing, award winning. This is backed up by Manwin, powerhouse of porn. Tune in, just listen, she's hosting Radio Sex on the XM. It's a party all night and she invites friends and celebrity guests beyond the mic. It ain't all talk, let's take it to the music segment. Naomi's Untapped for them artists trying to make it into business and get a deal, you know the deal. Naomi Banks doing something worthy to listen to, we giving her thanks. The elements represent hard, especially for Naomi Banks, for always keeping it sexy.
Hey, sexy people, this is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex. You like that? You like that intro?
I love the intro.
Thank you.
It's really good.
Thank you. It's from my guys out there on the East Coast, the Elements.
Rep East Coast.
Yes, East Coast always repping for me. They be up late at night having sex with me.
As they should. As they should.
All right, guys, this is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex. Sirius XM 103. Give me a call at 1-800-774-2388. Tonight's show is going to be hot. And when I say hot, I'm talking hot. I'm talking about we got topics out of this world. We have sexy guests. We have a call-in that's calling in. We have the sexy Miss Misty Stone, Alexis Golden. And we actually have an untapped artist for tonight. So make sure you guys stay tuned tonight because we're going to have fun. If you guys didn't know, as I've been added on to a new night. I was on last night, and I had a beautiful time. We had a great time with, and I want to say her Twitter name right, is I Love Tokyo. She's a new Miss It Girl in the industry right now. She has a XXL. She was our guest last night, and I want to truly thank her for coming out. We had a great time. She even, we called twerked it for us. That's actually something we're going to have to think about a show because I don't know how to twerk. So we're going to have to have...
I'm calling bullshit on that one.
No, I'm serious. I don't even know how to clap my ass.
Okay, with all that ass,
well,
you know
all
to...
this ass, I don't know how to clap my ass. I'm so serious. And the funny thing is because I try to, and I give this, like, this serious mug face. Mm. Like, especially I'm in the mirror, like, yeah, like trying to, like...
Just
yeah,
doing
just
it.
Like, no, I
just
can't
try.
Do it.
So it I'm ain't clapping.
It no, ain't it ain't clapping. It ain't twerking. It ain't... I don't know. I mean, I can pop.
Popping's good. Popping is good. But you know what? There's two types of twerking. There's one that you're on your hands, put your feet on the wall.
Oh, hell
and
no.
And you're upside down, and it just twerks.
Oh, see, that's too much.
That's good. That's not too
you
much.
You can't fuck like that.
Yeah, yes, you can.
Oh, come on. You fuck like that.
Now, I would like to fuck that guy.
But no, we had to think about that on one of the shows. Is have like you know someone come in and teach me how to twerk.
Oh,
seriously, I would do it.
Okay, well, seriously. A twerk lesson then.
Yeah, a twerk lesson. A twerk off.
A twerk off.
A twerk off. A twerk. Yes.
A twerk off.
A twerk off. Producer, get that together.
Done. Done.
Get that together. Get that together. All right, guys. So the topic for today is size matter, and why I actually got a guy who emailed me, and he said he was having some problems, and I'm going to read it to you on why the topic came in hand. Okay. He said, thanks for the nice approach in resolving issues connecting to sex. I'm a very big fan of yours. Oh, well, thank you. I've watched a couple of your erotic movies. Thanks for being the best. I have a sensitive question on the sex that I would love to tackle with and analyze for my own assimilation, he says. Does satisfying a woman sexually depends on the size of a penis? And if it does, I have a real size, but would love to add extra cubic to it to make my woman scream for pleasure. Is it good for me? Or is it good on how do I go about it? Thanks, kisses. All right. So basically what he is asking is, does size matter? Honestly, and when I wrote him back, to me, size does not matter to me. And why is that? Because I've been with dicks of all sizes. I've been with the large dicks, the medium dicks, and the small dicks. And to me, it's more how you move your hips or how you work it. Because honestly, you can get someone that has a large penis and don't know how to work it. And you have somebody with a small penis who don't know how to work it or who do know how to work it. So to me, size doesn't matter. But I know a lot of women say that it does. To me, it doesn't. You guys, give me a call at 1-800-774-2388. You know, if you truly feel that size does matter, I don't think so. You know, it doesn't. I mean, for me, it doesn't. I mean, a guy can say, you know, I got a 2-inch dick. First, I want to see you roll. I want to see your hip motion. I'm serious. I want to see your hip motion first.
All right.
You know, and in that case, because remember, I'm all about the clit.
Okay.
So if you can, you know, stimulate me in that way, then I'm cool. But I just want to see how you roll with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of girls are talking about, oh, I want the big mandingo cock and blah, blah, blah.
You know what? And the ones that say they cannot handle that big dick.
And you know what? I think it's all for show and tell.
Yeah.
It's just all for show. And, like, really, it just doesn't really... For instance, a friend of mine who was messing with some dude
mm-hmm.
who wasn't that big, but it would, like, hit the spot, and he was the only one that made her squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Not the dude with, like, the whole porno dick, all that stuff. It's just like, nah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it did the job, but it never made her, it, like, hit the spot.
Right.
So.
And you know what? The thing is, what I tell them, it's not about the size. It's about the... how it looks, because I like a curved dick. Seriously, I do. I like a curved one because I'm tall,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, my G spot is way up there. Okay. So you got to go up and then it got to, you know,
oh,
it got a hook.
Okay.
You know, like it's going around the corner. It has to hook up.
There. So you want it to turn to the left, turn to the right, or is it the hook they hook up?
You know what? It doesn't matter the right or the left because I'll make it work.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'll make it work. I'll twirl around on it or, you know, do something where it'll come. But that's what me for size, it doesn't matter. I was dating a guy.
Mm.
Seriously, big dick. And for some reason, he could not get all the way hard.
Ah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It was like, you know how you have that, and I'm talking to you, like, you know, that medium hard. You know, that medium hard is just not there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was hard, but it wasn't that hard.
It's just a chubby.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. And it was like he was enjoying himself, but I wasn't because it wasn't, how you say, it wasn't hitting.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't hitting.
It wasn't strong enough to hit.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it was just kind of like, you know, just sloppy.
It felt like.
It was just sloppy.
Yes.
It was just sloppy. Yeah.
Exactly. And then I had, a guy that was probably about, you know, 5 inches, you know, about 5.5-6 inches hard, and he was hitting it.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? So it depends on the male. It depends on how they work it. So that, for me, that saying, you know, it's about the motion in the ocean. Yes, it's about the motion in the ocean. And I don't ever have any complaints about that, you know, at all. All right, guys, give me a call at 1-800-774-2388. And also, you know that our show was brought to you by MasturbatingNeighbors.com, so make sure you guys check out MasturbatingNeighbors.com, where there are beautiful, sexy women there that are masturbating alone by themselves, and you can peek into their window. Well,
I was on there today.
Were you? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Don't say it like that. People say, yeah.
Yeah, but it was good. It was actually really good.
It was good?
Yeah, there was, I guess, the first one right on top.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it has a little European body on her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. She's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have some cuties in there.
Mm-hmm.
They still ain't got no chocolate babies in
there.
You
know, I was searching for it. I was like, okay.
They ain't even got no pecans. At least can we have some pecans in there?
Yeah.
Like our vanilla and strawberries.
Yeah, no picante or anything like that?
No picante.
No habanero.
No jalapenos.
No tapatillos.
No, they just got the vanilla and strawberry.
Oh, well.
That's it. I'm telling you, if they have a little chocolate, they'd be addicted.
Hello.
See?
Hello.
Addicted to the chocolate.
Hello. Let's put that in a bullet point.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so tonight we're going to try to play Dare to Dare. We have a sexy guest that's coming in. For some reason, we have so much fun on this show that we can never get to it.
Nuh-uh.
And it's so, you know, because I would love to see somebody get butt-ass naked in here and just, you know. I would love to see a woman just, you know, I can never get their clothes off.
You know, I think Tokyo yesterday could have if we tried a little bit harder.
You think so?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I mean, she twerked.
Mm-hmm.
She twerked?
You know, and the thing is that, you know, she was a little nervous, too.
Yeah, she was.
She was. She was a little nervous. She didn't know what to expect, mm-hmm. but she was down for whatever.
Yeah, she was.
She really was, and she wants to come back on. So, we, you know, later on down, you know, down in the year, we'll bring her back on because I really want her to get up.
Look here, Naomi, just to let you know that she was feeling me. I don't know if you if you noticed that or not, but I think she was feeling me. So, I think that's why she wants to come back.
Okay. Okay, Rick.
Yeah, you know. Just let me go with that, please.
All right, I will. I will, Rick. Oh, okay. Oh, goodness. All right, guys. So, actually, we're going to start taking calls right now. Is that cool? That's cool.
Let's do it.
Early? Hey, David, baby. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. So, what's going on, baby?
Good. Oh, you're talking about size matters?
Yes. Do you believe that?
No, I don't.
You don't?
All depends how you work it.
That's what I say. So have you ever had a complaint? Have a woman ever told you, you know what, baby, you too little, or baby, you too big?
I have.
Which one?
Hello? I haven't had any complaints yet.
You haven't had any complaints yet?
My 7-inch dick does that magic.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. I can hear
that. I'd love to get my 7-inch curved dick up in yours. Work that G-spot of yours.
Work that juice spot? Please explain to me how you're going to make my pussy come.
Oh, I'd make you come good, baby.
You'll make it purr?
Oh, yes.
All right, David, baby. Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Yeah, how can I get a pair of your panties?
You want a pair of my panties?
Well, I sure do.
Oh, wow. Do you want them already worn, like something I'm wearing right now?
Why, yes.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm not selling my panties at this time, but I think I should start. What do you think? I think I should start selling my panties.
I think you should.
I really do. I really do. You know,
I'm going to get a pair of your cum-soaked panties.
You know, but the problem, David, is that I rarely wear panties. That's the thing. So you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to buy me a pair of panties, send them to me, and then I'll wear them.
I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll wear them, and then I'll mail them back to you.
Hey, you want a nice pair of thong panties then?
You know, yeah, but not too little, you know, because I have a really big ass, and then my twat, my pussy is really fat. So, you know, that's why I really don't get, you know, wear panties, because, I mean, it's irritating. But if you send me some, I'll wear them.
I'll do that.
I'll wear them. I sure will. So just, you know, I don't know if you're on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter. If not, then email me at asknaomi@gmail.com, and I'll let you know more about it.
Okay, baby.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I'm starting to sell some panties.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. You know, I'm going to go to the dollar store.
Yeah.
And go stock up on me a whole bunch of panties and sell them for $200 a pop.
Boom.
I think my pussy juices is that much. You think I'm lowballing myself?
I know.
No?
No.
You don't think I'm lowballing myself?
No, because it's chocolate.
Right.
Oh! See that? Yeah. You know, everybody loves chocolate.
Right, exactly. Right.
Maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, you get the licking on it. Ooh. You get it melting in your mouth. Mm. Yes, with the juices in there. Oh, my goodness. Mm. I try not to put nothing with no nut in it, but.
Some people pay extra for that.
Right. Hey. Mm. See, we here.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, we here. We here on it. We here on it. All right, guys, this is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex Radio. Give me a call at 1-800-774-2388. This is Sirius XM 103. The topic for today is, for this first hour, let me correct myself, is does size matter? Does size matter? I had a guy that emailed me and said that, you know, he has a very large dick, and he wants to be able to please his woman. And I guess I didn't address that either on the second part of him wanting the woman to scream. So he, I guess in his mind, he's figuring because he has a big dick that, you know, he can make her scream. It's that. My thing is just be into her, like, seriously, and don't think about blowing her back out. You know, because really you can hurt a girl like that. You can hurt a woman like that trying to blow her back out.
Yeah,
my thing is just, you know, fuck her, you know, do your thing, mm-hmm. but, you know, shit, pay attention to, you know, what clit. You can't miss on a clit.
Nah, you can't.
No. Get that clit.
Yeah.
Get and you looking at me like, yeah.
Yeah. No, you have to get the clit. So you are you more of a clit or more of a G-spot?
You know what? I'm going to say I'm a clit because it's rarely that anybody can do my G-spot. You have to be, and when I'm serious when I say you have to be a very special person to get up there. Truly, I didn't really have my first orgasm until I was much older.
Oh, wow.
Like, really, really. And I had squirted, you know, and actually, I didn't know what the hell it was. I thought I was peeing on myself, you know, and I didn't know, still didn't know what it was then until I got into porn and found out that I was actually squirting, that I was actually ejaculating. Oh, and wow. I didn't know that until I had did this movie with Axel Braun. And I saw all the other girls that was standing around and someone was drinking water. So I'm like, what the hell are they drinking water for? Wow. Or, you know, because I didn't know. It was like, what was the name of the movie? I think it was Black Squirt 101 or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. So the funny thing is my agent asked me, you know, do I squirt?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to lie. When I got in the industry, I was so fucking naive. Because I didn't know what the hell squirting was. I'm like, what the squirt? Like, or a water gun? Like, what? And he was like, no, that means like, you know. And then he said, your pussy juices, you know, are you wet? And I figured, well, yeah, I'm always wet. Oh, yeah. You know, stupid. Just like, oh yeah, I'm always wet. So, yeah. So he gets me on set. And the first girl that I see actually is Candace Vaughn. The first girl I see, you know, he takes his little fingers, the I love you, and he, you know, he's talking to the camera. He says, I'm going to make this black woman squirt, this baby squirt. And he went like this, and all of a sudden, all this water came coming out, just like whatever. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, what the hell is that? And I was like, oh, my God. And she's like, well, you know, you have that. I said, I'm not drinking any water.
Hell no.
Right, first of all, you know, I always try to be a lady. So my thing is thinking like, I'm not getting ready to piss on this. You know, that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because then Axel had took me to the side and he said, you know, have you ever done anything like this before? And I was like, you know, no. I said, I really don't think that it's going to, you know, happen. He said, yes, it will. I'm like, no, I didn't drink any water. He said, you don't need any water.
Oh.
Why did he do that? I squirted at least 5 or 6 times, like big squirts. I didn't have any water. I already peed, like, I mean, peed, you know, go to the bathroom beforehand and clean myself and everything. And, like, you know, 5 or 6 times. And he was like, yeah, you got it. You got it. You know, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
It was, like, it was amazing. So I've been trying to teach myself how to squirt, and I haven't been able to.
That's hilarious.
But, you know, other people can, you know, make me squirt. Like, Mr. Pete, he can make me squirt. Byron Long, you know, he can make me squirt. Like, certain people like that. But, no, I try and I try. I had to ask Jada, like, you have to come over and give me lessons.
Yeah, no.
You know, on squirting, because I can't.
Film that and practice with me, you know? Man.
I can't do that, but it feels good when it comes out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it feels like, you know, when you guys, you know, ejaculate and become that shit, you know.
Everything. It's like no, zero worries about everything. Everything just disappears. It's like your mind is completely clear.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
With that, and how we get on the jack? How we get on squirting? See, this is what my problem is. Because I go from one subject and jump right to another subject like, bam, bam.
Yeah, it's called ADD.
Shut up. Where my damn medicine at? All right, guys, this is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex Radio. Give me a call at 1-800-774-2388. If you've heard, we're talking about size matters. Does size matter? And what I say is, no, it doesn't. Well, for me anyway. So if I got any women out there that's listening, please give me a call at 1-800-774-2388. And guys, also, please give me a call if you feel that, you know, size does matter. If you feel that if you're a little bitty one and you can't make it work and that's what you feel, give me a call. If you're a big guy and you think you can hit it and you're the man, give me a call, 1-800-774-2388. And we'll take a call. Hey, Jermaine, baby.
What's up? How you doing?
What's going on, sweetie?
Not much. How you doing? Calling in about your topic.
Okay, what is it? No, I'm just kidding.
First off, when you started off the show and you like you can't twerk and dude called you out like bullshit, I agree. Like, ain't no way with all that ass you're telling me you can't twerk, but
who, me? I'm serious. Yeah. I can't. When I say it's not a lot of things that I say I cannot do, but I can. I don't even know.
You may not know how. You can, though. Don't say you can't, because if you say you can't, that implies you can.
No, well, I don't think I can. Well, can I say that? I don't think I can.
You can.
You say I can? Well, go well, tell me. You what, you, because Ari- I got a big Ariana, ass.
Bring Ariana Star on, because I know you and her, you mess with her. Bring her or Roxy or Cherokee on, and I'm sure they can teach you, because I didn't see Ariana live, and she's probably one of the best twerkers I didn't see.
Who, Ariana?
Yeah. Yeah, I seen her in New York at a club, and yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to look her up. I'm gonna have to find her. Shit.
Yeah.
Bring her
in, or Roxy or Cherokee, but you know, Cherokee got the big ass, so hers just gonna naturally twerk if she just moved. But
okay, so what exactly is the twerking? Is it the hip motion and just the booty bouncing?
It's the hip motion. It's the leg motion. It's just that booty just bouncing and twerking everywhere. Just moving. Just kind of like. Just every direction. It's like kind of going from south to west to east to north to just to southeast. You know what I'm saying?
Jiggling or what? I mean, because I see the girls that bounce their booty like one cheek at a time, which I'm amazed by that shit. My right side. I can't even do my left side. You know, of that. You know how you make the booty bounce like up, down? I only could do it
up,
like
down, right.
Make my right cheek pop, but my left cheek, for some reason, actually my left booty cheek is bigger than my right booty cheek, but it won't pop. And I've been trying to clap my ass for years, and I can't.
I mean, the twerking is just more of that, and just, I mean, even like if you dance, you know what I mean, and you just moving. I mean, you can be standing still and just moving your booty. You can be moving the hips. I mean, it's just. It's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like Jamaican women. That's why I say Ariana is so good at that. Like, you know how they be, you know how they get to move and their body just, how it just look, it's just so fluid, it's just so in motion. And then the booty is just so, it's like it's so in shape. It's like a basketball, it's like muscular, it's just like kind of moving, and it's a beautiful thing, but.
You know, I'm truly gonna have to look it up. Like I said, we're gonna have a twerk off here. We're gonna have to. And somebody
you gotta have Ariana Starr. You gotta have her.
Well, you know, she's not on the West Coast. I'm on the West Coast, so we have to get her here on the West Coast whenever. And I always left an open invitation for her. Whenever she's on the West Coast, I would love to have her on the show. Seriously. So
yeah,
if you tweet her,
her or Roxy.
Right? Tell her both of them. I tell them both whenever they're in LA, come on up here.
Yeah, they would be probably the best for that. But you definitely could do that. You would be perfect for it, actually, because your body is like, it's amazing. So you would be perfect for that. So it's like.
But see, I like to roll my body. You know, I like to, you know, like roll and grind and, you know, I like that slow.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know,
I know
slow type
about,
of stuff.
So
you know
sexy.
That. Yeah, that's what I like. That sexy. You know.
I mean, you can do both. Yo. Long legs, the big chest, the body, the hips, you can do both. You can do both, but you're, like, perfect for it. So
okay.
you got to do that very, very soon, like, very soon.
Okay, but, I'm gonna have to look, because the way that Miss Tokyo was popping it or twerking it over there, I don't know. I mean, she was doing it. I don't know, maybe I just have to really do my research, and I might do it for you.
Yeah, your body is amazing, sick. So you gotta do that, because it just, you're like a perfect candidate for it. You and her, like, especially when you like taller, you got the longer legs, the big butt, it just, and even when you got a chest, it still look good, because it's like, it's kind of just that slithering motion. So yeah, you got.
You know what? You're gonna have to do a video for me. Can you twerk? Do a video for me and send it to me.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, you tripping now.
I'm messing.
You know. But nah, so far as like the other topic, like he's talking about, like the size matter, like
right.
I think like most dudes like they automatically think, like a lot of dudes think like, all right, like if she making a lot of noise, like I'm doing something right, like mm-hmm. you might be just killing her, you know what I'm saying? She might not be getting no pleasure, you might just be just destroying it. And some dudes thinking like, man, yeah, I'm doing it
I'm
right.
I'm killing
doing,
the
you
pussy.
Know
yeah, like right, I'm killing
you know
it, and rich, they really are killing the pussy, not
be,
in a good way.
Yeah, and then you might be doing it to her, and you might be nice size, but they might be feeling great to her, and she making noises, but not in that same way. And a dude thinking like, you know what I'm saying? So some dudes think in that form, but I think like it just depends too, like on the women, because I've been with women that says, wow, you're huge. I've been with women that says you're average.
Right.
So it depends on who they done been with.
Right, so what's your dick size again? What is it?
7.5 length, but I've been told like it's real wide. Like if I measure it just from
your girth,
like two, I would say at least 2.5. I'm not around, but just going from one measuring like one side to the other, about 2.5. So it's thick.
Mm-hmm.
It's thick, but like I said, lengthwise it's like 7.5.
Oh, that's a pretty nice size. That's yeah.
I mean. It's crazy because I've been with females that can put the whole thing in their mouth, and females that can't. I've been with females that tell me I'm average. Females.
So you've been with some
I'm
big
huge.
Mouth bitches and some. No, I'm just kidding.
that's for real though. So it depends on who they've been with. You know,
right.
If they've been with a dude that's 10, then they get my 7.5. They looking like, yeah, okay, it's cool. But if I've been with somebody that's consistently been with a 5 or 6 or something like that, a 6.5, then. Or he don't even know what he's doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then I get in there, then it's a different story. So it just depends on who she done been with, too. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like that's to me, like, I mean, I'm sure, like, for y'all, like, it matters to a point. But obviously, like you said, you gotta know what you're doing. You gotta, like, you can't just get in there and just go ham. Like, you
right.
gotta get in there, you know.
Right. You know, and honestly, it's been some guys that's big in the industry, and I'm not talking about Lex. Believe me, he be hitting it, and he hits it right. That's not who I'm talking about. But it's some guys that are bigger that's in the industry that I don't get anything from it. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
I don't know if it's just the way that they move or whatever, but they can't, like, keep a hard, you know, they don't know how to handle their dick.
Right, I know what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, I know what you're saying. Like, exactly. Like, like some dudes, like, we might see a female that's got a real big ass. And our first thing is like, okay, man, she got a big ass, yada, yada, but she don't really know what to do with that ass.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You hitting it, you know what I'm saying? She ain't moving it back. She's stiff. She, you know what I'm saying? I might get a female that's 120 pounds is moving everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And another thing I noticed size-wise, like, I didn't notice from my personal standpoint, like, when I, like, a lot of girls I didn't fuck that was thicker, not
mm-hmm.
big, or fat, but just thicker, big ass, a little thicker. Like, they the ones that can't take the dick. They the ones that be, like, running.
And well, you say the bigger?
Like 100.
You say the bigger girls?
The bigger ass. Some mm-hmm. of the, not big, big, but, like, not big, not fat, but just thicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like obviously, like, you don't see no female on the street built like a Cherokee, but you know what I'm saying? Something like that. Like, big ass, y'all there just can't take it. You know what I mean? But it'd be like the females, like, okay, you about to have Misty Stone on.
Right.
Like, somebody like her size that can take it. They, like, give me more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is it. That's something I didn't notice, too. And I'm like, man, like, I didn't notice that. Like, I've noticed that, like, a lot. Like, I don't know what that is. It's like it's a difference in the pussy, but it just, I've noticed that a lot.
You know, the funny thing is that last night Tokyo said the same thing, because she's not fat, but she got, you know, a big ass. You know, she's
right.
thick down on the bottom. You know, she got a big ass and
right.
big, you know, big thighs and big legs. And she was saying that she can't take as much dick as a smaller woman can. I mean, I heard
right.
it from her, too. But I heard from, you know, BBW women who can take a big dick.
Oh, yeah, they can, yeah. I done been with about one of them, and, oh, yeah, they
mm-hmm.
take it in. Yeah, they can take it. But I'm saying, like, I done only been with one, but, yeah. But so far, it's just like, now somebody, yo, like, you, like, you're like, you're like a more tone, you're like a more like.
Be careful.
You're like a, you're like, no, you're thick, but you're like a built thick, like a tone, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a, like, it's some women like that you see that's like, okay, like they, that they thicker, but they like maybe a cheeseburger away from like BBW.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And the like, then it's the females that's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, then it's the females like yourself that's like, you're like,
a brick
thick,
house,
but you're still, you're thick, but you're still, you're like a tone thick. You're like a, like you worked out, like you, your body is, it has a tone to it. It has like a nice, has a real nice shape to it. Like you could, like even if you gain 10 pounds, like you still gonna be good. Like the other one, like the next one that's on that borderline, like she gained 10, 15 pounds. Now she kind of sloppy. You see what I'm saying? Like it's a difference. It's a difference when you, when you talk about thickness and females. Hey, can you agree with me though, man?
Well, he's talking to you, Rick.
No, definitely. No, I agree with you. I mean, Nambi's is like, you hella curvy.
I'm hella curvy.
Right, you curvy, you like curvy, you got ass.
Yeah, and you got like you can tell, like you worked out. Like you can just get that body, like you worked out, like you, like it's, you know what I mean? Like then there's some girls who just thick, big ass, but it's natural and they naturally thicker, but it's like, okay, like, like 15 pounds, like, it's, it ain't gonna look right. You know what I'm saying?
It's become sloppy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
It's like, now you could, somebody like your size could, they, y'all borderline. Like, you could take it, you could not be able to take it. Like, most of y'all, most females, like, around your size, like, it's borderline. But I just noticed, like, the kind of thicker ones, I said, they can't really, they're not really able to take it. Like, right. Some of the thinner ones, they can, they can, they can go. They can keep going. Like, that's just what I noticed.
Okay, but so, I can take some dick. No.
Okay. Yeah,
I already know. I already know.
Hell yeah.
I already know.
Yeah, I can take some. All right, Jermaine, baby. Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
All right, one last thing. I know you're about to have Misty on. I wish I could have been able to talk to her, but.
So you should have waited. Both, no, I'm just kidding.
I follow both of y'all on Twitter. Both of y'all follow me, but, y'all got to get an IG, though. Neither one of y'all have an IG.
Somebody had an IG with my name in. I mean, what, because we share pictures? What is the IG? Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you put pictures and stuff up? Stuff like that.
Basically, yeah. Y'all pretty much the two of the only, like, really popular, like, female triple X stars that don't have Instagram. But y'all got to, please, y'all got to get that down.
Well, we
unique. If Duke don't win the national championship. If Duke don't win the national championship, will you put one up?
See, there you go. Didn't you lose a bet before?
You lost a bet before.
You did too. Stop playing with me.
I lost one to your. I lost two and you lost two, so we even. So it's tiebreaker this time.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about it on Twitter.
All right.
All right, Jermaine, baby. Right. Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, this is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex Radio. Give me a call at 1-800-774-2388. And actually, I see we got our caller here. Actually, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And I want to make sure that I'm going to do this right. Hey, Alexis, baby.
Hey, doll. How are you?
I'm good. I am so, so good.
That's good. Right. I'm calling you from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm on the road.
Oh, wow. Really?
I am. I just came from Orlando, headed to Charlotte, so I'm all over the place.
Okay, well, I didn't do a formal introduction of you. I didn't. And if anybody don't know who Alexis Golden is, she is this beautiful, voluptuous. And when I say, I mean, this, she has a real woman's body, a real woman's body, and she is a real MILF, as she would say. And I mean, she is sexy. I don't know if you guys ever been on her website. AlexisGolden.com, but you guys need to check it out. But actually, we've been trying to get you on this show for a while, huh?
Yes, and I was very excited that we got to work out a date. So what are we talking about?
Right. You know, actually, we were talking about size matter, but what I want to do first is I want to ask you a few questions. I want to tap into your little brain there.
Go ahead.
All right, so for folks that don't know, how long have you been in the industry?
Well, I've I started in the industry just as an amateur, so my site has been up since, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And I did just my own work at first, and then started shooting out in L.A. a few years ago. So.
Okay. Now, I hope I read right, but you're a swinger, right?
I am. That's how I met my husband.
Oh, wow. So let me ask you this. Do your husband, are you guys still together, first of all?
Oh, yeah. We've been together 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Madly in love with him, and it's great because I get to do my thing, and he does his thing, and it works out.
Wow. So have he ever, like, filmed with you, doing scenes and stuff with you?
Yeah, he's filmed with me before.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Uh-huh.
You know, the funny thing is, why I'm saying nice is because you have a lot of people that's in the industry that are in a relationship, and it doesn't work for some reason. It just doesn't. So it's rare to, you know, see a couple that's in the industry that and is working for. And I guess it works for you guys because you guys are swingers, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it just really depends on the people. I'm not really sure how much the industry per se has to do with it,
mm-hmm.
but if you have a good, solid relationship and you trust each other and, we have certain rules.
My next question. Do you guys have rules?
Yeah. I mean, the rule is you don't do anything without the other person not knowing, and
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that anyway in my relationship, and I don't really have any reason to keep anything from him, so it's not like it's a restrictive rule. It's just courtesy.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. Do he allow? I mean, even though you like swingers, I mean, I had a couple on. I guess about a year ago that they were only swinging with women. They wasn't swinging with men. So it was just women. Now in your relationship, is it both? You both swing with both men and women, or is it just women?
No, he lets me swing with guys. In fact, that's his kind of thing. He likes to watch me with other men.
Yeah, I like that.
My husband's white, and he likes to watch me with black guys.
Oh, you know, you better stop. It's like you looking on my list, because that was my next question. Do he let you get a little chocolate?
Yeah. So it works out because that's my favorite, and I'm not going to say no, so bring it on.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I am really tripping. And your guy is white, right? Like,
yep. Yes, he sure is.
Okay, so how big is his dick?
Wow, that's a question I've never been asked before. I'm not quite sure. It's bigger than normal, but not enormous.
Okay. I know I'm probably going to get in trouble for asking you this. You might get mad at me. But honestly, is when you go black, do you ever go back?
Well, that's an interesting question. Here's how I'll describe it.
Okay.
Just like when people say, do you only like black men?
Mm-hmm.
It to me, it doesn't really have anything to do with whether you're black or white. Mm-hmm. It's whether you can fuck me. And it just so happens, for whatever reason, black guys know how to fuck.
Wow. Okay. All right. So do you think, for some reason, there's a stigma on men. Well, there's a stereotype. Let me not say stigma. There's a stereotype on men that all black men have big dicks. Big men.
No, absolutely not.
Dicks.
Wrong answer.
Right.
No, absolutely not. No.
Okay. So does size matter to you?
I'm a size queen, for sure. It does matter, absolutely.
Really?
I'm not going to say no to somebody who's got a nice dick and who can fuck me good, but if somebody's going to pull out a double-digit cock, I'm definitely going to be first in line.
Right. What's the biggest cock that you've been with?
Well, I've shot with Lexington Steel. I've shot with,
that's a nice cock,
Mandingo. I've shot with, I guess, so it just depends on if you're going for length, size, Richard Mann. They're all good.
Oh, yeah, they are. You know, I've never shot with Richard Mann.
Richard Mann and I have really good chemistry. I actually met Richard before he even started in the industry. I met him in Vegas through some mutual friends in the industry before he, you know, got his start. And we met, gosh, I don't know where it was. He flew in from San Francisco, fucked the living shit out of me for, not even kidding you, like 5 hours. I couldn't even stand up afterwards.
Are you serious?
Non-stop fucking. It was the craziest thing ever, girl.
What
I got
the
up
fuck?
To go to the bathroom, and he wouldn't let me leave. I was like, dude.
Are you serious for 5 hours?
Yeah. And his dick gets so hard. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you had calluses on your pussy lips, didn't you?
I call it star fruit when my pussy lips blow up.
You know, I said I can go, but 5 hours? That's a long time.
I'm not even kidding you. 5 hours. And if he didn't have to get on a plane and go back home, we probably would still be there.
Wow. So how many times did he pop? Did he, you know? Hello?
I don't even know. I'd have to watch the footage. I don't know. I don't remember.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, I've never worked with him. We always talked about working together, but we never made it happen.
He's definitely my top three favorite guys to fuck.
Is he short? I mean, because I've never met him before. Is he short?
No, he's tall, but he's a thin dude. He's real skinny.
Wow.
But he'll fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck. He can fuck like nobody's business, man. He does not get tired.
Like a rabbit.
It's crazy.
Like a rabbit. All right.
And whenever, you know, and whenever I feel like I haven't gotten anything good, I'm always shouting out, God damn, where's Richard Mann when you need him?
Oh, my goodness. All right, so tell me this. And I know you probably have a lot of them, I mean, because your lifestyle and you being in the porn, what's the freakiest thing that you've done off camera?
Oh, good Lord. Oh, off camera, freakiest thing I've done. Well, Well, let's see. Most of what I do on camera is what I do off camera, so I'm not quite sure there's a whole lot of difference.
Oh, wow.
You know, because I'm a swinger, I'm always having group sex. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a commonplace. Strange places, like in elevators. I had sex in a glass elevator one time, which was kind of hot. I'm definitely, not just because I'm in porn, but I'm an exhibitionist for sure, like in my personal life. That's just the way that I am. So I love to have sex outside. I'm all about that.
Right. You know what, did I meet you in Miami?
It's possible.
Yeah, I think I did at the Exotica. Why are you looking at me like that, Rick?
No,
you're imagining a glass elevator?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, have you looked her up? Have you looked at her website?
I will be doing it right now.
Yeah, for real. I mean,
I will be.
She is.
You know, we might have met at Exotica. I had a booth with Sarah J.
Yes. Yeah. I love me some Sarah J.
Oh, everybody loves them some Sarah J.
Yeah, I love me some. Okay, so let me ask you this. What is there anything that you won't do sexually that is just your limit that, you know, like, oh, no, I'm not going there?
Well, I would say the standard stuff. No animals, no children. No chat, no. But I like my thing that I really enjoy is I like to have rough sex.
Oh.
And I'm an athletic woman. I heard you talking about body types right before I came on. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the gym all the time. I work out, and it's hard to find somebody who's not intimidated. Mm-hmm. So even though a dude could be like super muscular or whatever, and I ask him to get rough with me, you know, chances are they're not going to deliver. So that's my kink. I like to be tossed around, and I like to have my ass spanked, my hair pulled. I like it rough.
Okay, so you like anal, right?
Oh, I love anal.
See, yeah, you my girl.
I love anal. I did a series called FLP, which stands for Fuck It Like a Pussy.
Oh,
it's an all anal series. And so I'm actually, there's two out, and I'm working on volume 3. So I'm looking for volunteers to FLP.
Well, you know, tell them where can they find the first volume at? Where can they find that at?
Okay, volume 1 and 2 FLP is on my site in my store, which is alexisgolden.com. And it's also available for download, instant download on alexisgoldenmovies.com.
Okay, so, you know, I'm going to have to take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you know, because I had Sarah J. on a couple of weeks ago, and I've been trying to talk her into, you know, doing anal. And I told her I will even, you know, be her first. I'll put a strap on and, you know, and take it easy on her.
She was having none of it, wasn't it? I know, my girl, she's not about it at all.
I'm going to try to talk her out of her ass.
Yeah. Right. I mean, with that amazing ass, I don't see how she can't do it. But no, she don't want to do it.
I know. I'm, you know,
that's all right. More for us, girl. More for us.
I know, but you know, I got Misty in the green room waiting for me. I know she's listening to me right now, and I want to try to cross her own over to the anal side. You know, I'm one of those, right? I'm one of those bad people. Like, come on, baby, you can do it. You can do it. Just bend it over and spread it out a little bit.
Well, see, I think the mistake that most make with doing anal is they let the guy take control.
Exactly.
And they are the ones that need to take control on
exactly.
How fast it goes in and how long you wait as an adjustment period, and then the next thing you know it's all crazy.
Right, exactly. Okay, now let me tell you this. My show was named Masturbating Neighbors, so I need to ask you this, because this is a question that I asked. How old were you when you first started masturbating?
Oh, God. I've been playing with myself since the beginning of time, I think. I think I came out of the womb rubbing myself.
Oh, shit!
I'm serious. I can't even remember a time when I didn't.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I used to pull out a mirror and check it all out and look at it, and oh, yeah.
Oh, so you've just been a freak all your life.
I guess so, pretty much. I seriously thought everybody was this way, but apparently. No? How old were you?
I was you know what? And you're going to say, you're lying. No, I didn't start playing with my pussy masturbating. 6 years ago when I got into the industry.
Really? What were you doing before?
I had a dick. I never had to. I just never did it. But I've never did it.
Huh.
I mean, I don't even know. You know, and when I say that I was naive when I got into porn, I knew that I was a freak. I knew it was certain things that I like and that I wanted. You know,
right.
To do just because, you know, just you're feeling sensation, you know, and stuff like that. But me playing with my pussy, I really didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I didn't learn really about my body, more about my body, until I got into the industry. And that's where I started to know, like, okay, this is what really turns me on. You know, instead of being, you know, hoo-ha and being dry mouth, you know, faking the funk. You know, now I'm feeling it for real, you know, so I'm getting to know my body. You know, more and what turns me on and what makes me come, you know, and all that stuff before, I don't know what the hell I was doing. So now I masturbate all the time. I mean, I don't do it with my fingers. You know, I got my Hitachi, my 7-speed that I got from the V-Toy lady.
Yeah,
you know, and I use that all the time. But before, no, I never had to. And I was missing out, I see.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly, seriously, can't remember a time when I didn't do it. I guess I was just a very bad girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I was definitely the girl in high school who was like being bad with your boyfriend and doing things in the hallways.
Oh, so you was the one that was behind the bleachers?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I've been a bad girl for a really long time. I went to Catholic high school. It's kind of required.
Oh, wow. So you're just a typical Catholic girl. Like,
yeah, man.
Seriously. That's crazy. Okay, so my next question is, and I'm assuming that you had to be pretty young when you lost your virginity.
I was a sophomore in high school, so I was 14.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So is that what a regrettable fuck, or was it like, you know, damn, I can keep doing this?
Well, you know, and I think at that age, you kind of want to do it, but you're not quite sure. So afterwards, I was like, holy shit, what the hell did I just do? You know? And then there's not much you can do after that except move on. So right. I did, and the rest is history.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah. All right, baby, I'm looking down my list and stuff like this, and what do you got coming up next? What any projects that you got going on?
Well, I'm going to be at Exotica in Atlantic City. They're going to be in Atlantic City for the first time, April 19th
through the
21st. Mm-hmm. I'll be there. And for those of you who haven't voted yet, I'm up for the Fannies, Who's Your Mommy.
Oh, congratulations.
So you got to go and vote. I actually have a link on my blog, which is a very nasty blog. Those people want to read some really real life dirty stories and see some great pictures on there. If you go to alexisgoldenblog.com, there's also a link at the top there where you can click on to vote for me for Who's Your Mama.
Okay. alexisgoldenblog.com.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you guys hear that? Go to alexisgoldenblog.com and vote for her for the Fannies Awards for, what did it say? Fuck my mama? What is it?
Sure, fuck your mama. Who's your mommy?
Who's your mommy?
Kind of like, who's your daddy,
yeah.
I guess?
Okay, who's your mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's your mommy? Okay, and so tell me, what else you got going on?
Well, we were talking about FLP earlier, mm-hmm. So I'm actually shooting for that. I produce my own DVD, so I'm going to be doing a casting for that. And on my website, I have a link for my casting page. So for any of you guys out there who think you're up for the challenge, bring it on.
Right. Did you guys hear that?
Alexisgoldenblog.com and get yourself in the mix.
Okay, I'm going to repeat this because I don't know if, you know, if you guys heard this. And, you know, my truckers out there, please don't crash into anything. She is casting. She is doing a dick casting, guys, for her next movie. So if you guys want to be, I guess, audition, audition for it, go to alexisgoldenblog.com and check it out and see what, you know, what the requirements. Is there a requirement of dick size for you?
No. You know what? Because I'm not, I'm an equal opportunity fucker. How about that?
I like that.
I'm not going to say no to dick.
I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, Alexis, we got some more callers coming in, and we got some more guests coming in. What I want to do is, if you don't mind, can I keep you on hold for a little while and you maybe join in?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, guys, this is Nyman Banks here on Radio Sex Radio. We have the sexy Miss Alexis Golden on the line, but we will be taking a break in a minute. I have Missy Stone that's out of my green room that will be coming in a few. And also,
we got sex, relationship advice, sports talk, women issues, gossip, fashion, porn stars, celebrities, and the best indie music. Get addicted. Tune in every day. It's something for you right here on chocolateradio.net.
Hey, this is your girl, Naomi Banks. I hope you guys enjoyed that flashback radio episode with Miss Alexis Golden. Yes, that was back in our Siri days, and I loved it. That was my old show, Masturbating Neighbors. And a shout-out to my boys. Shout-out to my boys, to Elements, for that hot, hot intro there. Guys, remember, subscribe to us, review us, like us. We're also on iTunes. You can listen to the live show every Monday and Wednesday night on chocolateradio.net. Peace.